This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 16th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm day today across Israel with sunshine over Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, and Haifa. Great weather for those enjoying the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that earlier today, the Israeli Navy intercepted a Hezbollah drone launched towards Israel and conducted strikes on terrorist positions in southern Lebanon. Also, Mariv notes that just before a potential ceasefire, the IDF is ramping up its operations in southern Lebanon, targeting Hezbollah infrastructure amid concerns about possible U.S. limitations. Also this hour, JNS reveals that Israeli forces have destroyed 70 Hezbollah terror sites in Bint Jael, discovering over 130 weapons hidden inside a school. Separately, I-24 News confirms that the IDF has uncovered a significant Hezbollah arsenal stashed inside a school in southern Lebanon. And finally, JTA reports a major shift in U.S. politics, as all but seven Senate Democrats have voted to block weapons sales to Israel, including several Jewish moderates and likely presidential contenders for 2028. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hussein Haqqani, a Pakistani-American scholar, posted just minutes ago that Hezbollah's leaders overestimate their power, while Lebanese officials appear timid and powerless. Mitra Taj, a journalist, shared earlier that Petro's response to Sanchez's advance is seen as a victory for progressivism, though others disagree. The U.S. Embassy in Beirut announced that Ambassador Michel Issa met with President Trump and Secretary of State Rubio recently, highlighting ongoing diplomatic engagements. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Israeli Navy's interception, the Jerusalem Post reports that the operation was part of a broader effort to neutralize threats from Hezbollah. This action underscores the ongoing tensions along the Israel-Lebanon border, with significant implications for regional stability. Turning to the IDF's expanded operations in southern Lebanon, Mariv highlights the strategic push to dismantle Hezbollah's infrastructure before a possible ceasefire. This intensification of military activities reflects Israel's urgency in addressing security threats, but it may complicate diplomatic efforts with the U.S. Meanwhile, the discovery of weapons in Bint Jebel, reported by JNS, illustrates Hezbollah's continued militarization in civilian areas. The presence of these arsenals in schools raises serious concerns about the safety of Lebanese civilians and complicates Israel's military strategy. On the diplomatic front, the U.S., Senate's vote against arms sales to Israel, as reported by JTA, signals a significant political shift. This move could affect future U.S. Israel relations and defense collaborations, highlighting changing dynamics in American domestic politics. Turning to business and markets. First, according to Israel Hayom Business, Zim workers have declared a strike after stalled negotiations, raising concerns about potential delays in deliveries and impacts on imports and exports, including the food supply chain. Separately, Mariv Business reports a new urban development plan for Israel's high-tech capital, aiming to transform the city into a dynamic complex integrating living, work, and leisure spaces. And finally, CTEC discusses Anthropic's impact on the Israeli cyber market, noting that while the sector remains robust, questions loom about its long-term investment appeal. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.